What name are you bringing to the podcast and why? The No Shame in My Name podcast is a platform that celebrates and documents the stories behind names. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Music, and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at No Shame in My Name Pod.
Hello, students and graduates. Welcome to PhD Lounge, the podcast of late-night interviews where PhD students have a drink and talk about their research topics. I am your host, Luis, and welcome to the new academic year. I know it seems late to say it to the new students, as we are in November already, halfway to the end of the first term and getting ready for the exams in January. Still, I think it is respectful to congratulate the new and current students who began the new academic year, hoping that you will crack on across your modules and exams, but make sure as well to have some free time to have trips with your friends, making new ones, stay in touch with your family, or having night outs. Anyway, over my last night interview with Drs. Alan Roeder and Lauren Saunders, I have been off from the PhD lounge, as I have been preparing material for a teaching placement in ancient history, hopefully to start in 2024, which will help me gain teaching experience, having knowledge about my field, and enhancing public communication skills for different ages. Besides this, I was also working on my current drafts, where I am currently restructuring my case study of the Dura Europas Synagogue, where I am arguing that due to the various archaeological evidence depicting different aspects that indicate instances of different cultures, whether on inscriptions and wall paintings, the synagogue had been an open space both for the Jewish community and other residents living in Dura, as well as for those who visited the city and the synagogue. I am still structuring my argument around my theoretical approach to hybridity and third space, which is still taking some time. Another thing I want to share with you is that I'm going to participate in a call for paper conference at a UK national level. The Classical Association, CA for short, is an important conference event that happens annually, whose intention is to promote classics education in schools and universities. I will present a topic related to my research about the third space in antiquity using Roman Palmyra as a case study in March 2024, which takes place at Warwick University. So if you are an undergraduate, MA or PhD in ancient history and would like to attend the CA, then jump to its website for more. Or if you happen to tune in this session and you are from there, please do not hesitate to network with me on my personal social media accounts. My X account, at Greco Lusitania, is where I post things about my research and you can reach me through. Last but not least, I organized a call for paper conference at Swansea University with 4 PhD students from Swansea itself and the University of Wales, Trinity St. David, respectively. The conference was the second edition of the Hellenistic World Conference series about kinship and relationships. Its reception was incredible, with many people attending online and in-person speakers from different countries, sharing some of their PhD topics. Once again, I learned that the Hellenistic world, however, should be spoken more often among classicists and ancient historians, is a vast topic and has many things that have not been yet explored, whether you are studying the Seleucid or the Ptolemaic empires, or any other aspect of Hellenistic history that is not in the Near East, but in the West, like Rome or the Etruscans or Greece. You could be another one who has a passion for this period, and who knows, you can submit an abstract and be featured in a future conference around this period. With all these activities around my PhD and some other personal things, it is now time to introduce you, Dissertation Editor, the sponsor of this PhD Lounge's solo session. Dissertation Editor is an editing business founded by CEO Dr. Alan Roder and Vice President Dr. Lauren Saunders, who were my guests on my last late night interview at the PhD Lounge, and who wrote the excellent book PH Done. The team of Dissertation Editor works closely with you in any difficulties you have with your writing, from editing your dissertation, formatting your article, and proofreading your writing structure if you want to publish a book. So if you are a first-time listener or a usual listener of the PhD Lounge, Dissertation Editor is for you, and you will get a 10% discount only if you mention to them that you tune in to PhD Lounge when asking for their services. Click on dissertationeditor.com for more. Now, yes, let's welcome you to a new solo session of the Iceberg Explained series. This one took me some time, honestly, to structure and write a coherent structure and what characteristics would be more informative to you, as not only I was writing the script during the weekends, but also the quantity of provided information made me tribulation to have decisions on which portions of information would be more appealing and engaging for this session. I hope I made a wise decision, and I hope that you will be happy with it. So without further ado, grab your drinks, have a seat, and let's introduce the following session. Social media and enculturation, selling yourself as a PhD student. How often do we need to share every moment of our PhD projects on social media? This question may seem redundant for many of you tuning in to this session. Social media has become a part of our daily lives since the mid-2000s. It allows us to share the moments we are proud of so that others can be aware and bestow instant gratification through likes and attention, whether that attention can be big or small. I think this is evident in our PhD programs as well, where people can easily record themselves on their phones while conducting their research, adding captions to explain specific parts of their dissertation, lab experiments, and tips for achieving an excellent PhD dissertation, among other things. When making social media content about PhD, you could develop your PhD as a brand, an online business, or an advocate for your course at your university, live streaming yourself as a postgraduate researcher while writing your thesis, article, or paper, endorsing a brand related to PhD education, or any other associated content could help you achieve this. Fortunately, this is because the internet has rapidly expanded and become an incredible research tool for academics and students. The internet has become an indispensable resource. This has allowed them to share and showcase their academic work, whether writing a paper or publishing in a prestigious academic journal. And finally, PhD students and graduates use social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, or TikTok within this framework to share their PhD-related content. This includes announcing research grants, call for papers, workshops, and snippets of their research to reach a wider audience, build their personal brand, and inspire the next generation of students to pursue a PhD. Does using social media slow down your PhD progress? It all depends on how much you engage with social media while working on your research, be it full or part-time. If you are an avid social media user and cannot stay away from it for even a few minutes, it might be important for you to post something every hour and then resume your PhD work. You could post about your PhD 2 to 3 times a week or, like me, post sporadically. I am guilty of using social media, however, sharing personal things and PhD material on my private and PhD launch social media channels. Still, frankly, I do not use social media regularly because my PhD project is an enjoyable but motivational responsibility. I am fully committed to creating significant chapter drafts and exploring bibliographical sources. Additionally, and despite being a leisurely side endeavor, the PhD launch demands concerted effort as I produce scripts and edit the recordings, which takes up the time I could allocate to enhance the PhD launch brand while posting something. Finally, I work part-time, helping me pay for my housing, rent, and university fees, while also allowing me to invest in good podcast recording equipment. If I were in my early or mid-20s, I would likely use social media more often if I were pursuing a PhD at, for instance, 23 or 24 years old. However, being active on social media is a trait that should be pleasurable for individuals who relish creating and sharing content to stand out in the world of the PhD degree. So, let's go back to the original query about whether PhD students should use social media. I believe it is essential not only for promoting ourselves as PhD candidates and our research to gain media exposure and raise awareness, but also for the psychological impact of the PhD journey, which is often a lonely and stressful experience that puts students under a lot of pressure. That is because of poor meetings with their supervisors, a family crisis that impacted their ability to research and write, or a situation in their studies where they could not find any results, causing frustration to the point of briefly hating their PhDs. Social media might provide a short-term diversion from our main dissertation writing undertaking and the pressure we amass from finding sources, meetings with our mentors, and arranging PhD-related events such as conferences or research symposiums. That brief break, as stated by Lebushk and Mingoya, apologies if I have mispronounced their surnames, helps to ease our research frustrations. We search for PhD-related content online that makes us laugh and captures the interest of other PhD students as they engage with their followers or write about our experiences as a PhD student or postgraduate studies. This can create a community of other PhD students to prevent loneliness, which is vital for our mental well-being, and encourage others to do the same. Eventually, this social media activity maintains a large online community of PhD students, whether you have an account for education or entertainment purposes. An unusual feature that appears to have a psychological impact on PhD students when interacting on social media is known as the enculturation process, as described by Martin and Henrik Eriksson. Enculturation is a sociological term signifying how individuals obtain knowledge and understanding of a culture's practices, rules, values, and behavior to ultimately assimilate into a social clique and its way of life. A point to consider, enculturation and acculturation are similar terms, although they differ in their meanings. Acculturation refers to adopting and learning from other cultures while maintaining your cultural roots and inherited characteristics. Enculturation, on the other hand, is a technical term that relates closely to socialization, involving your upbringing and learning of the cultural practices and beliefs of your own society. it can be a complex process. Yet, it remains an essential aspect of our lives, as it is a gradual process that relies on an individual's ability to learn and apply cultural practices. And this begins in childhood and is influenced by our parents, teachers, friends, and the environments encountered while growing up. When studying for a PhD, sharing content related to one's research can serve as a way of continuing this cultural development, like following a trend started by a social media influencer. Still, PhD students and graduates can share their experiences, thoughts, and accomplishments related to the doctoral environment through enculturation. This includes their challenges, actions, attitudes, work methods, events, and other aspects that are relevant to the PhD social media sphere. For instance, in 2014, Deborah Lupton conducted a study at the University of Canberra that revealed how academics, including PhD students, utilize social media to create and boost global relationships. Social media assists them in showcasing their research experience online, gaining recognition from other academics in their field on an international scale, with the expectation of being employed by universities. This is already a simple and straightforward text which adheres to the given principles, reflecting the importance of cultivating academic values, norms, behaviors, and skills to distinguish oneself during and after a PhD. During doctoral studies, students become immersed in a culture that instills the desire to conduct research that benefits humanity. Many PhD students use social media to connect with one another and share their research topics, seeking to gain recognition and respect for the years of hard work and expertise they have acquired. Ultimately, this also enhances their online status. While I was searching for examples of social media influencers who are studying for a PhD, there are a lot of them, which sound saturating and have no end to them. On the other hand, I think it can have positive prospects whether that postgraduate research student has a small or a large proportion of followers, as long as those students, including myself, try at least to post something to get into contact with other PhD researchers. Among those many PhD social media users, Ellie Hurrer, apologies Ellie for butchering your surname, is an excellent example of a PhD student and social media influencer. Whilst undertaking a PhD in biochemistry, researching the interaction between the calcium-binding protein S100P and small molecules using techniques such as NMR, STD, and HSQC in brackets, ITC, and X-ray crystallography to investigate cancers. I hope this is Ellie's main research. I hope I said it right. Ellie, in her influence.co page, says that she created social media accounts to share her experience as a PhD student and how the life of a PhD researcher working in the lab is, but also to advocate awareness of multiple chronic and mental illnesses whom she is affected by. On her Instagram page, My PhD Experience, Ellie shares much about her experience working in a lab as a PhD student alongside her co-labs, guidance on PhD productivity and mental health, and other motivational posts and reels to encourage other students who have similar chronic illnesses to move forward in their studies and in life in general. Those hearing this session probably know or even follow Ellie Hurrer's Instagram verified account to enjoy her fantastic content. But if you are interested, look at her page. Although many PhD students use social media for enculturation, various research journals, such as Martin and Henrik Eriksson's article on enculturation, suggest that it may diminish academic or industry validation and affect the well-being of students and graduates. Therefore, further studies are required to explore the psychological impact of social media on PhD candidates. However, we also should consider the positive aspects of social media for PhD students. Therefore, what aspects of the PhD enculturation process enhanced this social media engagement by many PhD students and graduates? One main thing we do daily when we share a video, whether long or short, a picture or some writing, is to include trendy hashtags. Hashtags can help people find and join discussions about specific topics, share ideas that provoke discussion and emotion, connect with like-minded communities on social media, or even promote an influential online trend related to PhD studies by a PhD student who might be an influencer, discussing their expertise or daily life for his or her followers. As a historical curiosity, hashtags became popular on Twitter on August 23rd, 2007, thanks to American speaker, blogger, and product consultant Chris Messina. He came up with the idea of using hashtags on Twitter groups after seeing the hash mark or pound symbol used on other sites and incorporated it to discuss a specific topic. But why do social media users find hashtags so appealing that they use the pound symbol in every post they make? Hochschnabel, Sheldon, and Hertzfeld suggest that hashtags make valuable tools for marketing and campaign management. Both consumers and companies use them regularly to promote ideas, feelings, and brands. When people publish content through hashtags, they include specific keywords to increase their outreach and impact. Moreover, when other users use those keywords, it boosts the accessibility of content through hashtags, making them automatically appear when writing and searching. The clever utilization of hashtags arises from those who desire to display their ideas and emotions. For some, this can incite amusement, appeal, and positive feelings while distributing amusing, informative, or inspiring content. They may leave it for others to read or be featured on their profile. Hashtagging an idea can encourage other users to share similar sentiments, resulting in the development of a community. And within this community, the main idea can be organized alongside related ideas using appropriate hashtags. Using hashtags encourages social media users to share and manage their ideas by linking to similar posts, as demonstrated by Chris Messina's proposal to utilize hashtags for discussion on Twitter. This approach is motivated by the research mentioned above, emphasizing the importance of structuring ideas and engaging in conversations on social media platforms. Turning into the PhD context, in 2010, some UK doctoral students created a trend using hashtag PhD chat on Twitter. They discussed weekly topics related to PhD and their worries about their research, and they formed a community to network with other PhD students and doctorates. Since hashtag PhD chat surfaced on Twitter, many PhD students and alumni tend to share details about their work and lifestyle by using the hashtag PhD chat on social media platforms. They also form group chats by adding the same hashtag on their posts, boosting their popularity. Hashtag PhD chat, according to the website besthashtags.com, has made it to the list of the top 10 most frequently used hashtags and has secured first place with 19% of regular usage by main users to discuss academia, lab work, or industry. Instagram is the most popular social media platform for posting this hashtag. I shall mention this website in the description. Following the hashtag PhD chat, other ones emerged across social media for PhD students, graduates. hashtag PhD life, hashtag PhD student, or hashtag PhD journey are other keywords alongside the hash mark or pound symbol that gained attention and assisted PhDs in talking about their doctoral journey, their mental skirmishes, and finding subjects that they are both researching and their interest within group chats to interact with other PhD candidates and graduates. For example, let's say Sarah posts a photo or a short video at a Brazilian beach drinking a caipirinha while holding her massive PhD thesis in economics on the use of AI for encrypted printing systems for money circulation and protection against money laundering, with her captions describing how her doctoral journey has been through, with positive and negative moments that she struggled and made it to the top under the hashtags PhD journey and PhD life. By constructing Sarah's photo or short video alongside these famous hashtagged keywords, it not only becomes helpful to show what Sarah, as a recent PhD graduate, has accomplished, but also to stay connected virtually with other PhD students who are still in their research or at the end of their dissertations, and to keep those keywords on top of their popularity as well. Moreover, Sarah's use of these hashtags alongside her photo depiction may also be an example you can take to motivate you to go for a PhD, whether it is the subject she is researching or a different one, giving the excellent opportunity to connect with her through Q&A or DMs about PhD and its endeavors. Social media platforms like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, or TikTok make it easy for you to find and use hashtags to share research-related content, including interesting facts, statistics, data analysis, personal achievements, setbacks, studying routines, fashion, techniques, and selfies of your PhD journey. The more frequent a hashtag such as PhD chat, PhD life, and PhD student is used, the more it is adopted by many other PhD students on their social media profiles to gain more views, comments, and followers, thereby growing their community. Hashtags also indicate our presence in social media, as it has evolved into a social-cultural network for students, graduates, and academics. They are used to show attendance or the presentation of a relevant paper at a significant event organized by a committee. The committee has a hashtag of its own. We add it to our social media posts to raise attention and encourage communication and participation with other PhD students and graduates. Another characteristic of PhD students and graduates enculturing themselves and their research through social media is being branded by universities. Universities use social media strategies to promote their branding content about how universities are great for new and current students and what they offer, from quality tutoring to well-being sessions. In between that, they also promote the quality of a PhD degree and those researching their respective topics. In an article about social media university branding by Marezove, Rushka, and Kuka, these three researchers argue that the social media content by universities focus on the perspective of students. That is, sharing on social media advertisement content through different techniques like reels or interactive promotions, on how influential that university is, what resources it has to offer, its location, the various academic roles from each department that can show to the students, reviews or feedback can lead that university to reach a high rank on the student selection as an attractive and friendly institution to study, pushing its brand to be on the top higher education rankings. As social media helps universities find businesses and branding strategies to stand out across the virtual marketplace, the better ranked universities are when advertising their content to students consistently. University branding may also appear to comply with the content PhD students advertise and what they research while being referenced by them alongside the hashtags. This characteristic strengthens any university's brand on how demanding a PhD at that university can be for having demanding PhD supervisors, increasing the education quality, university brand both nationally and internationally, and student satisfaction within the PhD program. This is called the cause and effect relationship between postgraduate researchers and universities in PhD education, as whilst PhD students enhance their own content about the PhD lifestyle, they are likely also to brand the popularity of the university they research their topics. However, not everything is a sea of roses in students promoting and tagging the universities where they are studying their PhDs, as well as universities advertising PhDs to enhance their brands on social media. As this cause and effect in universities branding PhDs relies on the student satisfaction, as I mentioned above. Student satisfaction improves the teaching and research systems and acknowledges the education quality in a high institution from undergraduate to postdocs, although this is more complex than we think. You ask me nevertheless what I mean by student satisfaction from a PhD perspective and how does that relate to social media. Four researchers, Cheng, Taylor, Williams and Tong, argue that student satisfaction at any university develops and excels in a culture of continuous quality education improvement and branding to stand out on any university's ranking boards. On a PhD level, student satisfaction stems from institutional and departmental responsibilities for doctoral student progress and success, mainly consisting of the performance of the PhD student and the supervisor's academic role and support. This is measured through two aspects, expectancy and value, a joint theory from Eccles and Wakefield's article, Motivational Beliefs, Values and Goals, from the Annual Review of Psychology, 2002. Expectancy refers to how a PhD student expects to perform, whether it will lead to success or failure, and how expectancy levels influence student satisfaction. I disagree with failure in a PhD in the broader sense, i.e. writer's block or standard failed lab tests after various attempts, unless you want to think that you are failing your expectations. In PhD and university studies, feelings and emotions influence our performance and expectations in conducting and writing our research, even though they are variable and difficult to control whether we are motivated or unmotivated to undertake our PhDs. Furthermore, success and failure vary also, and there are times when a PhD student achieves a goal, which becomes a success, and there are also times when a PhD student fails to achieve a goal due to various misfortunes that did not help to reach the milestone. That is normal during the PhD journey, and the main success is having consistency and discipline in your research and reaching the end of the milestone, which is submission and subsequent viva voce. So back to the question I wrote above on PhD student satisfaction and how that relates to university branding through social media. A study made by three researchers, Raman, Ramakrishnan and Nagamasi, apologies for butchering your names, on social media's impact on student satisfaction in higher education indicates that social media used by universities have been challenged in finding ways to communicate better with the students. This includes undergraduates until postdocs, even though they do not mention it. Their research about student satisfaction with social media usage by universities was based on structural equation modeling methodology to collect student data, creating a database based on perceived usefulness, perceived risk, and social media use. What they have concluded is that the use of social media brings benefits in changing teaching and learning outcomes to engage students' university experience and expectancy. They also stated that social media is a powerful tool for universities. There is yet whether social media leads to student satisfaction. I think in this instance, social media in student satisfaction is something more than simply students promoting the university they study at by tagging the name or posting content about university life and the students involved by any university. Nonetheless, the theoretical conclusion of these three researchers is that social media has been a pedagogical advantage to universities' expectancy level of growth and a helpful tool to increase student satisfaction. Additionally, the usefulness of social media by universities bears the risks and downsides that university staff members must manage to develop quality higher education and university experience, as well as branding to improve student satisfaction. As for value, it refers to task-specific purposes to engage in work through the following components: attainment, cost, intrinsic, and utility. What are these? Attainment is the personal importance of doing well on the task. Cost means the effort of engaging in work. Intrinsic regards the enjoyment from performing and having an interest in the study. And utility refers to how well a task relates to current and/or future goals. From a PhD standpoint, all these characteristics are valid. As doing our PhD research is personal, has a demonstration of effort of being engaged in research, enjoyment in achieving success despite the times that we fail in our performance and expectations, and working towards a career, whether in academia or industry. Cheng, Taylor, Williams, and Tong assert that the value of student satisfaction in PhD also has downsides and could be short-term, depending on educational challenges. And those challenges include tuition fees, poor tutoring, lack of academic support or student well-being, unproductive quality education, among other features. On the other hand, it is also a matter of PhD students identifying what values the most for them, which boosts their satisfaction and research productivity and care for their goals and achievements. Those could be good relationships with their supervisors and obtaining a job after becoming doctors of philosophy. Regarding value and its points on university brand through the use of social media and its influence on PhD students while they tag the universities where they do their research, it plays a significant task in creating social media strategies that keep postgraduate researchers engaged with their fellow peers through the different activities universities may offer, as well as increasing awareness of faculty research and media coverage for university recruitment. As stated before, having content to promote the brand of universities through social media will raise national and international outreach for university recruitment and student satisfaction in higher education studies, including PhD. According to Nguyen, Tran, and Baker, social media for university branding comes first with a relationship between social media use and value for brand engagement and student interaction. Upon checking on their research, universities' social media engagement enhances opportunities for higher education institutions for digital advertising, promotion, handling student service, and building student relationships. That is done by advertising activities given by universities, such as career fairs, coach trips, study sessions, or mental health workshops, which aid the needs of students and increase student satisfaction. This applies to PhDs as well, as PhD students slash candidates often take their own initiative to advertise social events with their universities, such as festivals, coffee breaks, call for paper conferences, mental health sessions about PhDs, and many, many other ones. That can also be a form of university branding to increase student awareness, interaction, and satisfaction. For example, at Swansea University, where I am studying my PhD in ancient history, there is the PGR Society, where you can meet with PhD students to talk about PhD content, coffee breaks, social events, and activities that promote a healthy and balanced lifestyle during the PhD journey. Besides the PGR Society, there is also the PGR Talking Research, initiated by PhD students, where all PhD students are invited to have an informal talk about their research within a friendly environment. Of these two examples, I might say that Swansea University benefits from promoting its brand and increasing student satisfaction by having such events, which can be helpful for anyone who would like to go for a PhD, as well as for current postgraduate researchers. The last point I want to share about the enculturation process is PhD students showcasing themselves on social media by writing blogs, podcasting, establishing a journal referring to events related to PhD, being a YouTuber and creating vlogs, or setting up an online business around helping PhD students and others to write their assignments and dissertations. These showcasing activities, which are literally attached to social media, are pretty similar to the use of hashtags to promote the life and achievements of a PhD student slash candidate or graduate. On blogs, it is more famous for PhD students to write about their experiences and share photos of being a postgraduate researcher on a website that is dedicated to blog content, as it is a way of communicating with other PhD students who enjoy writing blogs as well, creating a sort of community identity. For example, Bennett and Foley from the University of Huddersfield researched the experience of two doctoral students using different social media tools to post a mix of their experiences during the PhDs. Blogging was one of those different tools. What Bennett and Foley have discovered was that blogs, alongside other social media tools, are a place where PhD students display various emotional reactions like performance and management during the diverse and demanding phases of their PhD. Moreover, blogs can be a way of building an online identity to express research ideas, feelings, and experiences of conducting PhD research, which we expose ourselves to other PhD students or graduates who feel the same way and wish to share their journeys through blogs. As Yimi and Proctor state, the use of blogs by PhD students can be a great way of exposing themselves to the academic and industry worlds, but also a chance for other university students to search for information, promote professional profiles and their PhD work towards a more extensive audience faster, and have feedback from peers worldwide. Notwithstanding, there are PhD students slash candidates who do blogs, YouTube, and entrepreneurship whilst writing their PhDs, and even they do it for a living. That bears the matter of juggling their time to research and these side activities for a living, which is kind of doing something outside of the box, bringing loads of responsibility, discipline, and love for helping people and making a difference. One interesting case study of this is Kaylin Grace Apple, a London-based PhD candidate in History and African American Studies at Yale University, who has a YouTube channel called Kaylin Grace Apple, founder and CEO of Accepted Consulting, co-founder and CEO of Accepted Society, and creator of The Red Hat Academic. Beyond her PhD dissertation, Kaylin, with her YouTube channel Accepted Consulting and Accepted Society, regularly helps students, scholars, professionals, and entrepreneurs to achieve their dreams of setting up an online business with quality online brand, digital entrepreneurship, and web and content production with her expertise in content creation on social media through private coachings. Moreover, she also does vlogs showing aspects of her life as a PhD candidate, diaries about living in London, university life and businesses, tips and tricks about writing a dissertation, reading a thesis, books or articles, what she works on her PhD, whether on her dissertation, or researching sources that are not in public display but with permitted access, daily routines that helps herself and yourself to be better versions, topics about entrepreneurship, and many other interesting videos. I hope I have not missed any other significant characteristic about Kaylin's life, PhD, and business activities, but with this example a case study, anything is possible during the long journey of the PhD degree, which you can do it too, only if you have the discipline, ambition, and love for all these things Kaylin, and probably many others like her, do as well. I shall add her website and YouTube links in the synopsis if you want to know more. And with this last paragraph, it is time to wrap up this session. Thank you very much for taking the time to hear this episode. I hope that you have enjoyed it as much as I did when I was writing the script and recording it, and also learning something about social media enculturation during your PhD journey. More sessions and late night interviews are coming soon. And speaking of late night interviews, I had one with 4 guests. The first session with more than 2 guests in the PhD lounge following a call for papers conference I organized in October, as I mentioned at the beginning of this session. That late night interview is coming soon, so stay tuned for more updates in the future. To hear this session and past ones, then check out the website phdlounge.co.uk, where you can also tune in into your favorite podcast platforms: Spotify, Spotify for Podcasters, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Buzzsprout, and many more. And also leaving a review and following my socials: Facebook, PhD Pod Lounge, Instagram, PhD LMF, and Twitter, PhD Launchcast. For donations and subscriptions to help the podcast and increase its popularity for the podcast algorithm, you can do so at PodFan and Buzzsprout. And last but not least, if you are a PhD student or graduate and would like to be featured on PhD Launch or any type of business inquiries, please send me an email at luis.phdlaunch@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in. It has been a pleasure.